Coming up on episode number 1,343, got a couple birthdays to celebrate. First up, this would have been Sam Cooke's 90th birthday, and he's getting a little bit of renewed excitement and a little renewed buzz because of a new Regina King movie called One Night in Miami. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Also, Martha Davis, lead singer of The Motels, also a solo performer, she's celebrating her 70th birthday. Great show lined up. Let's get right to it. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Thursday afternoon. It is January 21st, 2021. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to a double shot cover story episode of Coverville. Two cover stories in one program. Coming up later in the show, we're going to celebrate the music of The Motels because of Martha Davis's birthday. Love that band, and a string of hits that if you're at all thinking Motels, I'm not sure I'm familiar, or you're thinking one hit wonder, prepare to be surprised by how many great songs you know. But before we do The Motels, let's talk about Sam Cooke. Yeah, One Night in Miami, brand new movie directed by Regina King on Amazon Prime. Really, really good. Talks about a fictionalized, it was a real event. Muhammad Ali, then Cassius Clay, Jim Brown, Malcolm X, and Sam Cooke got together one night in February 1963, if I remember correctly. I don't have notes in front of me on that. And spent a night talking in a hotel room. Nobody knows what they discussed, what they said, but Regina King adapted a play that ponders what that meeting would have been like. So Sam Cooke is one of the characters in there. He does an incredible job, the actor who plays him. That I don't have in front of me. Oh, it's Leslie Odom Jr. Is that right? Leslie Odom Jr. That's the name that's coming to mind. Anyway, it has an incredible voice, and at times sounds like Terrence Trent D'Arby, which is just amazing. Let's get right to it with the big song that was Sam Cooke's hallmark, probably his best known single, but taken in a very different direction. Whereas the original is a little more positive and a major key, this one drops it down into a minor key, keeps the emotion and the power of the song, but makes it a little bit more melancholy. I love it. Here's a band called Caught a Ghost with You Send Me. Thank you.
first I thought it was infatuation. But it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you.
Take all night long. Yeah. Yeah. if you ever change your mind about leaving me behind. Oh, bring it to me, bring your sweet love, bring it on home to me. Yeah. No, I laugh when you laugh, but now I know I only hurt myself. No, bring it to me, bring your sweet love, bring it on home to me. Money too. That ain't all. That ain't all I do for you. No, bring it to me. Bring your sweet love. Bring it on home to me. Yeah. You know I'll always be a slave till I'm buried in my grave. Oh, bring it to me, bring your sweet love, bring it on home to me. Yeah. You know I try to treat you right, but you stayed out day and night.
It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Believe me when I say it's alright. As long as I know, as long as I know that you love me, I believe that it's alright. It's alright, it's alright. It's alright. Oh honey, it's alright. As long as I know, as long as I know that you love me, I believe that it's alright. All my friends tell me that you found somebody new, and they report to me every little thing that you do. But as long as you tell me that it's all untrue, I'll believe that it's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. I believe that it's alright. As long as I know, as long as you know that you love me, I believe that it's all right.
It's all right. Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Pop Etc. with their cover of It's All Right, that one from their covers collection. They released it 2018, had everything they'd ever done cover-wise from 2007 to 2017, including before they were known as Pop Etc., they were called The Morning Benders. And really, really great performers, pop, etc., in their covers. Before that, you heard Britt Daniel with a cover of Bring It On Home to Me, Stripping It Down, which I really, really, really love. That one from a 2007 compilation called Bridging the Distance. Bachman Cummings. Yeah, Randy Bachman, Burton Cummings from their respective bands got together, recorded an album called Jukebox in 2007. And filled with covers, of course. Good Times, originally by Sam Cooke on that one. Amy Winehouse covering Cupid Gooding Jr. Covering Cupid. That's a voice, you know, it's been a while since I've heard Amy Winehouse's voice. And I just forgot how unique and soulful it was. And such a tragic loss. Losing Amy Winehouse. Caught a Ghost at the top of that set with a very melancholy version of You Send Me, that one from a single they released in 2013. Caught a Ghost and You Send Me. There's a very pivotal scene in One Night in Miami where after some sabotage with microphones and equipment, Sam Cooke basically is left on stage without any sort of amplification or band, and he has to lead the crowd with a sing-along. He does it to this song right here. Here's a cover of Chain Gang performed by Ladysmith Black Mambazo with guest vocalist Lou Rawls.
I hear someone saying, chain gang, that's the sound of the man working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, I'm
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sine rule is for. But I do know what a one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. Maybe by being an A student, baby, I could win your love for me.
Why he's a This is a little ditty that was put together by a very good friend of mine, one of the greatest singers of all time, Mr. Sam Cooke. In fact, I had the pleasure of seeing him perform this live at the Copacabana in New York. Take a listen. Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. At least that's the way the story goes. Frankie bought everything for Johnny, from his Cadillac to his Ivy League clothes. Oh, he was a man, all right. Oh, but he was doing all wrong. Now, to show you what can happen, a friend came running to Frankie. She said, you know, I wouldn't tell you no lie. I saw your man riding in a Cadillac with a chick named Nellie Bly. Oh, he was your man, honey. Oh, but he was doing it wrong. Now, let me tell the story. Frankie dashed around the corner and I peeped in a swinging place. There she saw old Johnny with a woman. He had his arms around her waist. Oh, he was a man, all right. Oh, but he was doing it wrong. Now the plot thickens. Frankie reached down in a pocketbook and came up with a long 44. She shot once, pow, twice, pow, pow, three times, and Johnny fell on the hardwood floor. Oh, he was a man, all right. Oh, but he was doing it wrong. Now the last thing he told her was, Frankie, Frankie, you know that I love you, a baby. Baby, why you wanna do it, Frankie? I was telling her about you, Frankie. Oh, you know that I love you, I'm your man. Oh, you know that I love you, yeah, 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 pretty baby, Frankie. Oh, you know that I love you, baby. I tell me why you wanna do it, Frankie. I was telling her about you, Frankie. Oh, you know that I love you, I'm your man. Oh, you know that I love you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Talk of the town, do it one more time. Frankie, oh, you know that I love you, baby. I tell me why you wanna do it, Frankie. I was telling her about you, Frankie. Oh, you know that I love you, I'm your man. Oh, you know that I love you, yeah, yeah,
the amazing Greta Van Fleet from their album From the Fires, That's a Change is Gonna Come. Such a great cover of that song, and so different from some of the other ones that are out there, all of which are gorgeous. I mean, it's a gorgeous song and such a hopeful and positive, uplifting song. But it's really unusual to hear a band like Greta Van Fleet, who, you know, has been accused of sounding like Led Zeppelin. I included. I don't consider that a thing that you level an accusation. I think that's an amazing feat, getting compared to a band as classic as Led Zeppelin, and they do such a great job. Greta Van Fleet from The Fires with a cover of A Change Is Gonna Come from 2017. Jerry Lawson and Talk of the Town from their self-titled album from 2007 with a cover of Frankie and Johnny, Cousin of Mine by Bob and Marshall. A little reggae for you from, re-released by Trojan Records in 1988 on Reggae Spectacular. Bob and Marsha covering Cousin of Mine. Michael Carpenter from the very first album of his Songs of Other People, a series that he continues on, and I think he's on currently on Volume 6. That one came out in 2001, a cover of Wonderful World. And, of course, Chain Gang at the beginning, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, the band that worked with Paul Simon on that incredible Graceland album, on an album where they invite friends to join them, called Ladysmith Black Mambazo and Friends. Came out in 2012. That track features Lou Rawls, a lot of other great guest stars on that album as well. Big what would have been his happy 90th birthday to Sam Cooke. Let's move over to Martha Davis at the Motels. Blew me away to find out she's turning 70. She still sounds amazing. She's been putting out solo records since the end of the Motels and sounds as good as she ever has. She even released something 2 days ago, January 19th, on her 70th birthday. Let's go back to some covers of the Motels, and we'll end things with a cover by the Motels. Starting with this one. This one came out as part of the Sounds Delicious series from Turntable Kitchen. If you're not familiar with this, you get a vinyl album every month or two, a cover album covering track by track another classic album. This is from the cover of the Motels album, the self-titled debut of the Motels. This cover album came out in 2018, performed by the band Cults. Here is Total Control.
Clockwise, knowing what could happen then. you mentioned the time we were together. So long ago, well, I don't remember. All I know is it makes me feel good now. It's like I told you, only the lonely can play. Only the lonely can play. Only the lonely, only the lonely can.
superstar. It makes me cry just like that scene in Tommy Boy with David Spade and Chris Farley. That is The Motels from their album Clean, Modern, and Reasonable. It was a collection of B-sides and rarities. Now, originally done by Delaney and Bonnie, but the famous version is probably the Carpenters version. Although, oh man, who was it that covered on the If I Were a Carpenter? Was that Sonic Youth? I'm thinking it was Sonic Youth, but I might be wrong. Great cover of that song on that If I Were a Carpenter album. That version, though, came out in 2007 on that Motels B-Sides and Rarities collection. Before that, Rondo Brothers with a cover of Only the Lonely. Just love that. Rachel Fennin on vocals on that one. Shadow Government, the name of the album, came out in 2016. Elk City with a single covering Suddenly Last Summer from 2017. I love how they changed the melody, the chord progression for the chorus. Really adds something kind of unique to it if you're a fan of the original and you're expecting one thing and all of a sudden you get something else. It's really cool. Total Control at the top of that set by the Cults, or just plain Cults, from the Motels cover, the cover, track-by-track cover of the Motels' first album, which was just called The Motels. That one, again, available from Turntable Kitchen, the Sounds Delicious series. Tell them Brian Ibbett sent you. I don't have any coupon codes or anything like that, an affiliate link. They're just awesome albums and a really, really good service, and these guys do it. Just a labor of love for these guys, getting these indie bands to cover albums, full albums, track by track. That is going to do it. That's going to bring us right to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Kind of a weird pairing, Sam Cooke and the Motels, but whatever, it works with stuff like this. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. In the meantime, you can reach me by emailing requests at coverville.com or visit the website, coverville.com. Of course, follow me on Twitter, Facebook. All that stuff is just plain old website name / Coverville. It's that easy, right? We'll be back with an episode of Guess the Connection tomorrow, giving away some prizes. So make sure you tune in for that over there at twitch.tv/Coverville. See, there's another one just like it. Otherwise, we'll see you next week for another episode of this. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. This is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Bye-bye now. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, CacheFly.com.